This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In an effort to break the logjam in the ongoing winter session of Parliament, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today held a meeting with the floor leaders of the various political parties this afternoon at the Parliament House. During the meeting, Mr. Birla requested all the members to let the House function smoothly. During the meeting, the leaders agreed to ensure smooth functioning of Lok Sabha. Later, talking to reporters outside the Parliament, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said a special discussion on the issue of constitution will be held in the Lok Sabha on 13th and 14th of this month, while in the Rajya Sabha, the discussion will take place on 16th and 17th December. Both the Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day today, following the opposition's continued ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence at Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others again trooped into the well, raising slogans. Amid uproar, Union Minister for Shipping Sarbanand Sonowal introduced the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024. The presiding officer rejected the adjournment notices given by the opposition on different issues and appealed to the agitating members for order in the House, but the pandemonium continued. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. In the Rajya Sabha as well, similar scenes prevailed, leading to adjournment first till noon and then for the day. Union Minister Giriraj Singh today came down heavily on the opposition for disrupting the Parliament. Talking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Singh accused the Congress and other opposition parties of not having faith in democracy. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Manish Tiwari said the government should accept the adjournment motions of the opposition on various matters. The government has said the Ayush sector has registered a tremendous growth in the last 10 years, with its market surpassing $43 billion last year. Union Minister of State for Power and New and Renewable Energy, Shripad Yesso Naik, said this while addressing the media about the achievements of the government in Ayush sector. The government today said that ethanol blending in petrol from November last year to October this year has resulted in a foreign exchange savings of more than 28,400 crore rupees. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas Suresh Gopi clarified that the government has not launched any program for ethanol blending in diesel. The BJP has appointed Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani as the party's central observers for its legislature party meeting to elect their leader in Maharashtra. The observers will oversee the election of BJP legislature party leader. The BJP parliamentary board has approved their appointment. The swearing-in ceremony of the new government in Maharashtra will be held on Thursday. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi said 96 ships and submarines will be inducted in the Indian Navy in the coming 10 years. He said 62 ships and one submarine are under construction and efforts are being made to induct more ships and submarines in the Indian Navy as part of the self-reliance drive in the coming years. He was briefing the media in New Delhi today during the annual Navy Day press conference. The United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification began in Riyadh today, bringing together an unprecedented gathering of global leaders, policymakers, and environmental experts. The world's largest meeting to be held till 13th of this month aims to accelerate action on land restoration and drought resilience worldwide. The opening day will mark several significant milestones, including the launch of the pioneering Riyadh Global Drought Resilience Initiative today. In Puducherry, at least four people were killed due to heavy rains triggered by Cyclone Fengel. The Puducherry administration has reported that two other individuals are still missing. Expressing condolences to the bereaved families, Chief Minister N. Rangasamy announced an ex gratia of rupees 5 lakh for each of the deceased's families. To alleviate the hardships caused by the monsoon, he also declared a relief of 5,000 rupees for every ration card holder in the Union Territory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.